We emphasize the importance of having testing performed to determine the lifetime legacy of heavy metal that your body has accumulated. Now, remember, these heavy metals are insidious. They ooze into your system. They come from the air, the water, the food. There is lead in red wine. There is lead in the ceramics of some of the utensils that you eat from. There's lead in the air from fossil fuels being burned. And those of us that are a little bit older, there was lead in our gas and in the paint when we were younger growing up. That lead doesn't go away. It gets stored where it just chews on your brain and on your arteries, causing an increased risk of neurocognitive deficits. That's right. It'll decrease memory and mental sharpness. Folks, you do not want to live 120 years unless you take your brain with you. Most critical. So with that being said, remember, you want to do heavy metal testing. We need to do it with accurate means, and that would be provocative heavy metal. At our practice, we do it with an IV infusion that pulls the metal out of the lead, that pulls the heavy metal out of your bones and out of your cells, where it can be measured as it passes out of the urine. We can then design a plan to get rid of that heavy metal. And today, you'll be hearing from one of our patients who did experience the heavy metal testing, the chelation, and along with other things he has been doing, some of the impact it's had on his quality of life. Well, this is Olympic week. Everybody's having a good time watching the Olympics. Shannon, what's one of your favorite events? Do you have one? Swimming. Yeah. Oh, that was Ledecky. Yeah, that was exciting watching her destroy the entire world. It's strange, but I take some weird kind of national pride in that. I can't explain it fully, but, you know, if there weren't any flags, I probably wouldn't watch. But an interesting detail about exercise. Too much exercise can cause you harm. I know that's a little bit paradoxical, and you want to know where that threshold is, and I'm going to tell you where too much lies. But this is especially important in regard to life extension and with regard to managing obesity. You know, you don't need any more evidence that conventional medicine is out of touch with patients than to look at the way obesity is consistently ignored. If you go to your doctor and you are significantly overweight, the doctor is likely to tell you, you know, you ought to lose weight. You know, such a statement is an insult to your intelligence as much as it is a capitulation or an admission of ignorance on the part of the physician. Telling a patient they need to lose weight is a fruitless endeavor of blaming the victim, making them feel guilty for something that is a neurochemical and a hormonal phenomenon. That's right, it is a medical disorder. You know, in 2013, the American Medical Association put out a position paper describing obesity as a medical disorder and encouraging doctors, in fact, calling upon them to become knowledgeable in how to treat it and to direct their patients towards proper therapy if they themselves didn't possess that knowledge. Listen, there's a lot of stuff docs need to know, and they don't have much time in that condensed conventional appointment that has been destroyed by insurance, the government, and outside influences. There are so many things that are being imposed on doctors, it's awful. And the poor docs have barely enough time to write the prescriptions and get you out of the office. Never mind, treat the hardest thing in medicine there is to treat, which is excess weight and obesity. We're experts in that field, and we've devised a means of treating it. You think such a breakthrough would be celebrated, that other doctors would be breathlessly guiding their patients towards a non-surgical pathway that can cure obesity? Well, you would think wrong. Why is it such a quiet success? Because, follow the money, there is nobody making big bucks treating obesity medically. You know, the medical establishment likes surgery because it's highly reimbursed, it's simple and straightforward, and they don't have to think too much. And they can be done with you after they cut you up and carve out part of your gut. If you happen to die, that's an acceptable consequence to a certain percentage. Nobody will really scrutinize the outcome. I'd say 0.5% death rate is considered acceptable. That's 1 out of 200. Now, in our world, our death rate is zero. You know, we were hearing a little bit about hepatitis C this week. Isn't that interesting, Shannon? all of a sudden, hepatitis C's on the radar. You know who sponsored Water Fire the other night when I was there? It was hepatitis C. It was hepatitis C awareness. Now, why all of a sudden is hepatitis C so pervasively being promoted? Do you think it has anything to do with the fact that a pharmaceutical company has divined a means of treating it with a drug? And that that drug cost an exorbitant amount of money, upwards of $50,000 per treatment. Now, I predict that this is part of a public relations campaign designed to soften the public, to make them fearful of hepatitis C to the point where they will call upon the government to pay for the treatment. I heard somebody earlier today talking about eradicating it in Rhode Island and estimating that they needed 2,000 treatments in order to have a dent in the hepatitis. At approximately $50,000 per treatment, that would be $100 million of expense to get it treated. Now, I am not disparaging the benefit of treating hepatitis C. It is a real disease. It's worthy of being addressed. What we need to do, though, is compel the pharmaceutical company that has a monopoly on the drug to strike a reasonable price. We also need to put our focus in the areas that matter the most to patients. Obesity is ignored. Fat infiltrate of the liver as a consequence of obesity is fast becoming the leading cause of liver failure and liver transplant in the country. Yet there's dead silence when it comes to how to address it. I saw a patient the other day in my practice who was coming in to get started with obesity treatment. She was exercising 4 hours a day in order to try to control her weight. Zero impact on her weight. Folks, it does not work. We've been studying this for many years. We know exercise has value. And I promised I'd tell you the perfect dose of exercise. So here you go. You ready? If you want to, look, I hate aerobic exercise. I don't like the bicycle. I don't like the treadmill. I hate it all. I like to lift weights. I think that's fun. So I was researching what's the absolute minimum amount of exercise I need to do so I can live forever, just because I want to annoy my opponents as long as I can. It turns out that somewhere between 30 and 40 minutes of aerobic activity in an interval manner, that's fast, slow, is perhaps the best dose in order to stimulate cardiovascular health, to optimize metabolic activity for the purposes of controlling weight. Why is that the dose that I recommend? If you go beyond that, you start to cause damage. You are imposing free radicals on your system as a consequence of the trauma being imposed on your body. In addition, you start to develop a hunger deficit. You are, in effect, working up an appetite. And when you come out of an intense exercise cycle, you're likely to have a more ravenous hunger that will lead you to consume more food. In addition, when your body has sensed the drop in energy and the fat cells have reduced, the first thing your body's going to do is fill up those fat cells again. Now, if you love doing a 5K, by all means, do what you love. Somebody asked me this the other day, Doc, what's the best exercise to do? And I told them, the one you love the most. Just because I happen to like lifting weights and I don't like doing aerobics, it doesn't mean that you need to follow that pattern. You follow the thing that you enjoy. So anybody who's doing anything in an athletic realm, keep it up. Don't worry about doing the wrong thing. Don't even worry about what I just told you. If, in fact, you're having fun and you're like doing an hour and a half of walking, Jen, what's your favorite exercise?
Oh, favorite. I don't know if I'd say favorite. I think intervals on the treadmill, just because it's quick, easy, and it goes, I don't know, you have to think about it.
So intervals on the treadmill kind of go by. I know you're a sprinter.
Right. Yeah. So distance does not play well with me.
If distance is your thing, then have a ball with it. Now, I'm watching the Olympics, and there was an interesting study that compared marathoners to non-marathoners and matched them for their height, their weight, and their lifestyle. They found out that the marathoners did not live as long. And I think it has to do with this damage to the body as a consequence of extreme exercise. Now, if you happen to enjoy more extreme forms of exercise, then replace what your body is burning up. go into a cycle of intense free radical management antioxidants. At our center, we have the most advanced IV vitamin center, perhaps in New England. We're in the process now of rebuilding it and making it even better. And we do have infusions for athletes pre and post event that will help to mop up all those free radicals and protect you from their corrosive damage to your heart, your brain, and your organs. We also have the same type of treatments available for people that are flying in an airplane. One of the more stressful things you can do to your health. A lot of folks think they get sick when they're flying because of all the people coughing and because of the stagnant air. In fact, they get sick because of the free radicals caused by the ultraviolet damage at altitude. So there's your snapshot. We're going to come back after the break. We'll be talking to, hopefully, to Scott Webb and discussing his experience with hormone therapy and IV chelation. Stay tuned, folks. I'm Dr. Pedderudi. This is Intellectual Medicine.
Southern New England's leading talk lineup. Valicente, DePietro, Allen, York, Granahan, and Batchelor. All day and night on News Talk 630 and 99.7 FM. WPRO.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is your captain speaking. We're cruising at altitude of 400 feet over Newport's Cliff Walk, and watch your head, we're going under the Pell Bridge.
Take your photography to a whole new level with the DJI Phantom 4 drone, available at Cloud City Drones on Jefferson Boulevard in Warwick. This incredibly easy-to-fly drone shoots smooth, cinematic Ultra HD video automatically. Cloud City Drones has special deals on DJI Phantom 3 and Inspire drones, as well as DJI's handheld Osmo camera. Stop in for a free test flight or visit cloudcitydrones.com.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to see the world more clearly through your own eyes. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. The LASIK Vision Institute is now offering dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get FDA-approved LASIK technology for less than what others charge. Individual results may vary, so call right now and we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Call 1-800-600-5701. Even better, if you're one of the first 100 callers, ask about an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over a million procedures. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve at the LASIK Vision Institute for less than what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-600-5701. 1-800-600-5701.
Sam Goliath, the Board of Goliath Insurance is giving you one final chance. Take customers away from Providence Auto Body or else.
That's it. Providence Auto Body is a real thorn in my side. Now, all their talk of no shortcuts on repairs, hassle-free service, and discounts applied to the customer's deductible. I'm going to time travel into the past and stop Providence Auto Body from ever being created. Take me back to Silver Spring Street in 1975. That should be early enough to stop them. Here we go. What? There's a Silver Spring Street in Honolulu? Providence Auto Body!
Some insurance companies will go to any lengths to send you to the wrong place. At Providence Auto Body, we use the highest quality parts, offer a discount that's applied to your deductible, give you a lifetime quality guarantee, and all of our technicians are trained and certified. Providence Auto Body. Tested, trusted, always recommended.
Great party, huh?
I have to say, your hair looks so much thicker and fuller.
Thanks to you for telling me about Viviscal. I look at pictures from 3 months ago. I had no idea I was losing so much hair. But now that's over. Thanks to Viviscal.
If you want to see fuller, thicker, healthier looking hair, now there's a scientifically proven solution. Viviscal. That's right, proven. Viviscal is backed by 25 years of research, multiple clinical studies, and 96% of Viviscal users would recommend Viviscal to friends. There are no messy creams, foams, or abrasive chemicals. Viviscal nourishes hair from within. Just two little tablets a day and you'll see thicker, fuller hair guaranteed. Right now, get a full 90-day supply risk-free plus free shipping. Just go to healthythickerhair.com and enter promo code 5050 at checkout. See for yourself why Viviscal is the number one hair growth supplement for women and men in the U.S. Hurry, offer is limited. To get your full 90-day supply of Viviscal risk-free plus free shipping, go to healthythickerhair.com and enter radio promo code 5050 at checkout. That's healthythickerhair.com, code 5050.
Now, back to Intellectual Medicine with Dr. Pederuti. Call in now at 438-WPRO or 1-800-321-WPRO.
Hi, everybody. We are back. I'm Dr. Pederuti. This is Intellectual Medicine with WPRO, your talk leader. I'm here with Shannon, and we're about to hear from a patient of mine who has had the experience of anti-aging therapies. You know, folks, one of the things we are passionate about is guiding your body toward healing itself. You know, I'm an osteopathic family doctor by trade. That's where I started my career before I delved into these other fields. And we have a firm belief that the body has an extraordinary capacity for self-healing. It simply needs to be guided along that journey. There are too many things that we do that impose upon our good health and leave us with consequences such as high blood pressure, fatigue, mental dullness. These symptoms are a consequence of modifiable events and activities. So I'd like to introduce the listening audience to Scott, Nick. We can bring them online. Good morning, Scott. It's Dr. Pederuti here. How are you this morning?
Terrific. A little bit warm, but doing okay.
Well, Scott, enjoy every degree because, you know, come February, we'll be begging for it. So I like Shannon's take on it. She said, I've just adapted to enjoy this and embrace it. Right, Shannon? Because it's just going to be cold before we know it. The days are getting shorter. I hate to be a pet, but, you know, it's going to be 100 degrees. So what the heck? Go out there and have fun. What do you have planned for the weekend, Scott? Anything?
Well, other than listening to your broadcast, not a whole bunch. Just going to try to stay cool, and I'm glad you've convinced yourself about what you just said, and I just can't wait for February. But I just been cooking, the cleaning, the weekend stuff.
Well, listen, I know, Scott, that I want to introduce you a little bit to our audience, and then I'll let you take it over from there. Scott impressed me as a very thoughtful, intelligent, and well-read person who has done an awful lot of his own research to try to keep his health at its highest level. I would say, Scott, that you were practicing anti-aging medicine before we met, and that it was an opportunity to really take you from where you were to the next level. The point of that, of course, is we can turn people's lives around who are suffering, but we also can take folks most interested in their good health and bring it to a higher level. So, Scott, before we met, what was your experience like in conventional medicine? Had you in fact sought care from conventional health care?
No, not at all. I hadn't been to a doctor in years.
Now, why is that?
I'm a guy.
Okay.
I mean, really.
So there you are. You're avoiding doctors. Why in the world would you come to see me? I mean, I'm a doctor.
Well,
what prompted that?
Well, I have a wonderful chiropractor, Dr. Gallucci, and I go to him monthly basis, and he makes my back feel real good. And I don't have any back issues, but, you know, it's good to get your back adjusted, and does a great job. And one day he said to me, Scott, when's the last time you've been to the doctor? And I said, well, I don't know. And so he actually gave me his doctor's phone number and all that. I actually went there, got the paperwork, and I was going to fill it out. And then I'm saying to myself, Scott, what are you doing? You belong to a natural health organization. You get letters from like-minded doctors to you, and you read all this stuff, and you believe in this stuff, and you're going to go to a conventional doctor.
Right.
You know, really. So I got on the phone with the ACAM, American
College for the Advancement of Medicine, ACAM.
I'm
great organization. Yep.
And I called, and they gave me, you know, your name, your phone number. I didn't know you from home
right.
Hall.
So there you are. And the first time we met, describe a little bit about some of the things that that were apparent when we started out together.
Thorough examination. You know, when I went in, it was nearly 2 years ago, September 16th. I remember the day.
Wow.
And, you know, we got talking, and you ordered all this blood work and far more detail than you'd get from a conventional doctor. Matter of fact, every time I get my blood work, they always tell me that they'll leave some blood in me, you know? And So it's a, you know, it's a very extensive testing that involves.
Right. Now, as I recall, blood pressure was an issue when first started.
Yeah. And see, that was the thing. When you gave me a quick look at the blood pressure was around 160 over 90.
Right.
And that sent up some red flags for you. And because an otherwise healthy guy, you know, shouldn't have that. So you sent me for the CAC test.
Yep. If I can too, let me just tell our audience. Do you know that in America, people over 50, there's a 50% incidence of hypertension. That means half of the country. And they call it a silent killer because most people are unaware they even have it. That, folks, is not a genetic inevitability. In other nations that are in developing countries where they don't have our diet and our lifestyle, the incidence of hypertension in people over 70, less than 5%. High blood pressure is a disease of lifestyle, not genetics. So here's Scott with that high blood pressure. Now, in a conventional medical world, what you do is you take the blood pressure, you tell them to cut out salt and to exercise, which you know is going to fail because it always does, and then you have them come back for a repeat blood pressure check, and then you put them on drugs. We did something a little different, Scott. Remember, we sent you on a different pathway.
Oh, yeah. You made sure the CAC test, coronary artery calcification test, and it came back with a real good score, but a little enlargement in my left ventricle, and this was the result of the blood pressure. So what you did was you gave me the testing. You suspected this could be the results of heavy metals, and heavy metals, one of the impacts it has is on blood pressure, and many people probably have high blood pressure just based on these metals.
Right, especially lead, and the test that Scott's referring to, folks, is called a calcium score. It's not covered by your insurance. It's inexpensive. And it's a snapshot of the heart that can look at the arteries and see if they're developing calcium deposits. It can look at the heart. And one of the consequences of high blood pressure is the ventricle, the pumping mechanism of the heart, starts to dilate or expand like an overinflated balloon. And over time, that can lead to heart failure. So what we identified in Scott by virtue of the heavy metal testing was excess lead in your system, and we directed you towards chelation therapy. What was that like for you, Scott? Was a chelation therapy, how did that affect you when it was performed?
Well, you know, you guys, as I always say, you have a, and I want to say that again, the testing you were doing is going beyond what you're going to get at a conventional practice, okay? That, you know, how many people out there even heard of this test that you mentioned, the CAC, and this is paramount for determining cardiovascular health.
Right.
These are things you do, okay, rather than an incomplete testing that's commonly done. So anyway, when I began the chelation therapy, you know, you guys have such a great family atmosphere there. The girls are fabulous, Ashley and Tanya and Gina. And, you know, you go into the room and the IV room, and they hook you up with the binding agent, EDTA, I believe. Yeah. And the purpose is to extract these metals out of your soft tissue.
And how often were you coming in for that initially,
yeah,
Scott?
Yeah, I came in every week,
right,
once a week. And
we did a 10-treatment induction, as I recall.
Correct. And now right, we go once a month, and I've had, I think I've had around 25, 26 right, treatments over this time. And, you know, it's a piece of cake. I mean, you're sitting there, you get a nice television in front of you.
So what we're going to do, Scott, is if you don't mind staying on hold, we're going to take a short break. And when we come back, we'll talk about the before and what happened after. I'm Dr. Pederuti. This is Intellectual Medicine.
And at 8:30, I'm Doug Lizette with the WPRO News Headlines. New Mexico authorities say three suspects are in custody after the shooting death of a police officer. The officer had been on the job for 2 years. Shot dead during a traffic stop. One man got out of the car and opened fire, but authorities later caught up with all three of them. Puerto Rico under a health emergency for the Zika epidemic. The government is declaring this emergency to allow more aid to flow to the island. The announcement comes after Puerto Rico reported 1,900 new cases of Zika just in the past week. A total of 11,000 since December in Puerto Rico. And the dry weather is apparently bringing out the snakes in an unexpected place. Authorities in Quincy say a rattlesnake came out of the woods in that suburban Boston town and was caught by a Department of Environmental Management official and moved back into the woods. WPRO Sports, the Red Sox beat the Diamondbacks before a home crowd 9-4. They play again at 7:10 tonight. Yankees lose to the Rays 6-3. And the Paw Sox shut out Buffalo 4-0. They play again tonight in Buffalo at 7 p.m. From the Seascape Lawn Care Weather Center, the exclusive AccuWeather forecast. Hot and humid today, some partial sunshine. Feel like temperature of 100 to 105 degrees today. The real temperature should hit at least 90. Partly to mostly cloudy overnight, uncomfortably warm again with a low of just 77 degrees. And tomorrow, hot and humid, partial sunshine again. High Sunday of 93 degrees. From the New England Truck Solutions Traffic Center, here's your Burger King Regional Traffic Now with Rich Dieter. Hi, Rich.
Hi, Doug. Well, we're looking around at two spots on 95 South, one down by 117. As you approach there, we're hearing of a crash just ahead of that. Also, seeing some backup in and around the airport connector road, and we see that backing up all the way up from the 5 overpass at about 2 miles beyond the airport connector road. That's backing things up there. There is some construction zones there, but we believe there's an accident causing that backup right now. Otherwise, closer to Providence, you're fine. 95 South all the way in from Pawtucket to downtown. Coming up the northbound side right now on 95, you're fine through Thurber's Curve. 146, 195, and 6 all moving into the 95 merges very, very well right now. When you see traffic problems, call the WPRO Providence Auto Body traffic tip line at 421-WPRO. Providence Auto Body is tested, trusted, and always recommended. Visit ProvidenceAutobody.com. Brought to you by the Burger King Mix and Match. Choose from the extra long cheeseburger, original chicken sandwich, and extra long fish sandwich, any two, for just $5 only at Burger King, where taste is king. With your Burger King Regional Right Now traffic, I'm Rich Teeter on WPRO.
Southern New England Weekends on News Talk 630 and 99.7 FM, WPRO. He's twisted, he's warped, he's unelectable, and he's on the radio Saturday mornings at 11 a.m. He's John Laughlin, the former congressional candidate and retired Army helicopter pilot, here to take a look at politics, pop culture, and 21st century life. John Laughlin, every Saturday from 11 a.m. till 2 p.m. on the voice of Southern New England, News Talk 630 at 99.7 FM, WPRO.
Hi, this is Justin Jarvis from New England Truck Solutions in North Smithfield. Come in and visit our new Ultimate Hino Truck Dealership specializing in total support with a one-stop shop for all your trucking needs. Hino offers Class 4 through 7 trucks and is a name you can trust with outstanding dependability, fuel efficiency, and the industry's best warranties. So if you need total support for your company's trucking needs, stop in our award-winning dealership off Route 146. Buy with confidence, buy Hino. Call New England Truck Solutions at 401-659-0020.
And now, insurance-minded speeches from GEICO.
Hardship. My grandmother would go through it every month to pay her insurance bill. First, she would handwrite a paper check, in cursive. Then, using her own tongue, she would wet a stamp for an envelope. Today, however, we need not weary our hands and tongues. Today, we can pay our GEICO bill with the GEICO app. Away with hardship, in with bill pay on the GEICO app. Thank you.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-597-4816. That's 1-800-597-4816. 1-800-597-4816. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health issuing company and other factors. Not available in all states.
News Talk 630 and 99.7 FM WPRO presents Intellectual Medicine with Dr. Pettirudi. Join Dr. Pettirudi as he guides people towards living the 120 lifespan while retaining youth. He'll apply logic, reason, and scientific evidence to address conditions that drain people of their joy and vitality while protecting people from the harmful aspects of conventional medicine. Now, here's Dr. Steve Pettirudi.
Good morning, everybody. Dr. Pedderudi here with Shannon in the air-conditioned studios at WPRO, looking outside at that lovely 100-degree weather. Fantastic day. We are talking with Scott Webb. Scott has been with us for about 2 years and was kind enough to come on this radio show and share with our listening audience some of his experience regarding the path of enhanced health, expanded youth, and life extension that he's been on. So, Scott, I want to pick up a little bit where we left off, but I want to share with our audience where we were when we very first started. Would that be okay, Scott?
Oh, of course.
Right. So Scott is 50 years young, and I wish you could see a photo of him because he's a dynamically youthful guy. Scott, if I don't mind saying, you are just preserving your youth in a very tangible way.
You can say it people, as many times as you want. Thank you.
I'm going to guess people misguess your age frequently, but let's hear you were. Now, I have in front of me where we started together, Scott, and you weighed 167 pounds, and your blood pressure was 150 over 90. Now, what's your weight currently?
Yeah, I'm in the high 150s. I'm about 10 pounds less.
Okay, and also the blood pressure. How's that been going for you lately?
Yeah, it's been really good. It's pretty much that normal 120 over 80. Matter of fact, when I started the chelation therapy right away, there was a drop just after a few treatments.
Yeah, now that chelation therapy includes supplements like magnesium, B vitamins, high-dose vitamin C. Chelation therapy not only pulls heavy metals out of you that can damage your brain, your heart, and that can increase cancer risk, but it also produces nitrous oxide as it infuses. Nitrous oxide, folks, is like, it's like a bomb to the lining of your arteries. The capillaries and the small arteries in particular love it. It feeds them, it smooths them out, it restores them. And that can translate into diminished risk of cardiovascular events. And Scott, we never used any drug therapy for your blood pressure, did we?
No, we didn't. And that's the thing. Like you mentioned earlier, you know, you get high blood pressure and exercise and cut out salt doesn't work. And then you're set up for failure more almost, and it's not going to work. And then you end up, minimally it'll work, and then you end up getting on these medicines. And the root of the problem is never been addressed. And, you know, that could have been done. And my problem with metals never would have been taken care of, and all these negative things you just mentioned can, you know, their ugly heads can appear some years later.
Right. No, absolutely. And the drug therapy pathway becomes part of your downward spiral in many cases. Now, folks, if you need drug therapy, by all means, it can be valuable. And I don't want people listening to this to quit their medicine. But I do want you to ask important questions. Is there a better way? Can I come off of these drugs? We've taken numerous people off of their blood pressure drugs, enhancing their energy, improving their sexual vitality, at the same time having a more positive impact on their health. After all, we don't care about numbers. We care about your health. That calcium score enables us to look past the number directly at the artery and at the ventricle. And all of these elements come together because we not only did chelation therapy for you, Scott, but as I recall, we've got you on a hormonal replacement treatment as well. Is that correct?
Oh, yes.
Yeah. How's that affected you? Talk about your overall sense of well-being, where it was, where it is.
Absolutely. Let me just say one more thing on the blood pressure. I want to, as I always tell you and I've told other people, you did not treat my symptoms. You went to the root cause of my problem. And I think that's a key sentence for your listeners to hear. Rather than treating symptoms, you went and solved the problem.
Thank you, Scott. Yeah, and that's an important detail.
From the bottom of my heart, and thank God. Well, the hormonal treatment has been absolutely fantastic for me. We think a lot of times of the replacement therapy, the hormonal replacement therapy. A lot of times we think about our sexual health, and of course that does factor in. But like as you've pointed out, your brain cells have more receptors for testosterone than any other part of your body.
Yep.
And I know one doctor says the most important thing for testosterone is concerns your brain health.
Absolutely.
So, it enhances every system of your body, your cardiovascular system, enhanced your bones,
yeah,
everything. So this is a total body experience, more or less, to improve your total health.
So how are you feeling today, Scott?
Well, Dr. Pervitarudi, I'm ready to tackle this 100-degree day. How's that?
That's it, baby. You go get them. Scott, abundant energy, dynamic youthfulness, and I could tell our audience, not only has Scott's body weight dropped, but his muscle mass has increased. And the first thing we notice in many cases when we start our hormonal therapy for our patients is their brain works better. Good brain, good health, good life. Well, Scott, thanks for taking this time this morning and sharing your story with our listening audience. The chelation therapy has been a cornerstone of keeping you well and keeping the blood pressure under control. And what you bring to the table only enhances all of that. So, Scott, have a beautiful day. And next time we're together, we'll continue our journey. And, folks, when we come back after the break that's coming up, we're going to expand upon that conversation regarding hormone therapy. In my view, everybody at some point in their life should go on hormonal replacement therapy, or you'll suffer the consequence of missing those hormones completely. We'll talk a bit more about that when we come back after this break. I'm Dr. Pederuti with Shannon. This is Intellectual Medicine. Thanks, Scott.
Southern New England's biggest voices. Mornings with Rhode Island's anchorman, Gene Felicenti at 6, John DePietro at 9, Matt Allen at noon, Dan York at 3, and Tara Granahan at 6 on News Talk 630 and 99.7 FM. WPRO.
August is the month to save at Sears Hometown Store in North Kingstown. Locally owned and operated by Tom Iacobucci, Sears Hometown Store in North Kingstown is having its family and friends sale August 14th through the 16th. Take an extra 15% off all appliances and floor care and an extra 10% off almost everything else. Want to save even more? Check out the warehouse sale where you get another 10% off closeouts, overstocks, and floor models. Sears Hometown Store, 6655 Post Road, North Kingstown.
By the time I was 18 years old, I was a full-fledged drug addict.
For years, I felt hopeless. I was a complete slave to my addiction.
19 years old, I would always be in the streets drinking, doing cocaine.
Found recovery and a new way to live.
At any point, you can choose to stop.
There is help.
Don't be afraid to reach out. Recovery is possible. Call 401-942-STOP. Brought to you by the Department of Health, BHDDH, and Anchor Recovery.
You can do this.
The first annual Classic Car and Tow Truck Show, hosted by DJ Car Guy, to benefit the John Martins Foundation, is being held at McCoy Stadium in Pawtucket, Rhode Island, Saturday, August 13th, from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., with a rain date of Sunday, August 14th. Come for the cars, the tow trucks, entertainment, prize giveaways, raffles, food trucks, and lots of family fun. Take a ride in Touch a Truck's Bucket Truck. Come visit with Paws and Socks and other characters. Former NFL player, Rhode Island native Jamie Silva will be there signing autographs, too. All proceeds benefit the John Martins Foundation, a charitable nonprofit organization formed to help those who have suffered, directly and indirectly, the consequences of life-threatening burns. Admission is a donation to the fund, so don't miss out. Register your classic car or tow truck online now at johnmartinsfoundation.org. J.S. Pallet, Coastal Collision, and Towing New England Truck Solutions are proud sponsors of this event. We look forward to seeing you at McCoy Stadium, Saturday, August 13th, from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m.
Want to see what you'd look like if you had a flatter belly? Now's your chance, because for a limited time, we're giving away free trials of Somabiotics, the new discovery that flattens bloated bellies fast. But hurry and call now while we're still giving it away for free. 1-800-600-9523. Strict limit of one free trial per household. These free trials are reserved for anyone, male or female, who's looking for maximum belly flattening in minimum time. Somabiotics is scientifically formulated with natural ingredients to flatten bloated bellies fast by cleansing pounds of rotting food and toxic sludge from your body. It even combats periodic heartburn and acid reflux. So just think how much better you'll look and feel. Want to see what you'd look like with a flatter belly? Now's your chance. But hurry, call now for details while we're still giving these trials of Somabiotics away for free. 1-800-600-9523. That's 1-800-600-9523. If lines are busy, try again. 1-800-600-9523.
Now back to Intellectual Medicine with Dr. Pederuti. Call in now at 438-WPRO or 1-800-321-WPRO.
Hi, everybody. I'm Dr. Pederuti here in the studios with Shannon. And I just want to say that Shannon, we pay for these microphones, don't we?
We do.
We do pay for them. And who sponsors us, Shan?
Ourselves.
In other words, Nobody. If you don't hear it coming from our lips, we are not behind it or supporting it. Do you remember Sensa, Shan?
Oh, of course.
What was Sensa? Do you remember that?
You sprinkle it on your food and you can eat anything and magically your weight just disappears.
Yeah, whatever happened to Sensa? You know, if that's a miracle breakthrough, damn it, we need to get it back out there for the public's benefit. Whatever happened to it?
People finally figured it out.
I don't know. You know, it seems like every year there's a new Sensa, right? A new magic pixie dust. You know, and I don't blame our patients. I don't blame the public for being sucked into these things because medicine has ignored the epidemic of obesity. And the food industry and the government have conspired to make you heavier and less healthy. Chronically ill, but not quite dead, is the most profitable way for people to live when it comes to medicine and industry. In our form of care, we eliminate those variables. We have solved the problem of obesity. Our success rate is over 90%. Now, we were just talking to Scott Webb, wonderful guy, very intelligent, very well-read. This is reflective of most of our patients. That's why we're here on WPRO, because this listening audience is more thoughtful than the average person. They can process this information. New information, new advances, typically are welcomed enthusiastically and embraced by the wide majority of people. Isn't that true? Of course not. It's the exact opposite. When somebody comes through with a new breakthrough, the first thing that is done is the vested interest that that new information threatens react out of fear to suppress it. Fear and ignorance are the barriers to moving forward in any endeavor in life, but especially in medicine. I can't tell you how many times I've had patients share with me the stories from their conventional doctors telling them, get off of those hormones, they're going to give you cancer. They're going to give you heart disease. They have never been correlated with increases in prostate cancer for men. They have not been correlated with increases in heart disease. A recent study published in one of the major medical journals looking at men 65 and older who are on testosterone found that it improved function with zero increase in blood clots or heart disease. Replacing what the body normally makes is just intellectual medicine. It is a part of keeping yourself young and vital. Imagine, if you will, that you're feeling tired, run down, gaining weight, maybe your hair's thinning, and you go to your doctor, and your doctor does what? He tests your thyroid, and he says to you, you know, your thyroid levels are off, but, you know, that's normal for your age, and it would be unnatural to replace them, so you just need to buck up. And you say to the doctor, but I don't like being this way, and the doctor says, yeah, but it's natural. You're aging. You know, and if you're having a problem with that, I can give you an antidepressant and send you to the psychiatrist. That would be absurd. It is equally absurd as your gonads, as this endocrine gland starts to fade, which it does in 100% of people, and for the doctors to look at you and say, well, you're irritable, you're tired. If you're a man, you're starting to get paunchy in the middle, falling asleep at 8 o'clock, losing an interest in vital living, losing an interest in sexual activity, losing some confidence. Maybe your brain isn't quite so quick. You're having a senior moment. It's nonsense. You're suffering a deficit of your hormones. They need to be replaced. Now, replacing hormones is not as simple as it seems. You can't just slather on a cream and call it a day. There is a chain reaction of all the hormones, one to the next. And when they're properly balanced, you get results like Doug and Marie Palmer from last week. Go to our podcast and listen to their story. Thanks again, Doug and Marie. I hope you're listening. Fantastic couple enjoying a more vital life because of what they've invested in their own health. You get results like Julie Noray. Thanks again, Julie. Another podcast you can listen to. 30 to 40 pounds of weight loss and a revitalization of active living. And you get results like Scott Webb. Strong, healthy, lean, active, boundless energy. This is what we want for our patients. This is why we are on the air every week. We are fighting against the headwind of ignorance that would attempt to force backward the progress of medicine. You know, great progress doesn't start from the top down. It comes from the grassroots and percolates upward. Revolutions never happen from the castle. The king never wakes up and says, you know, my life isn't so good. I think I'll start a revolt. The castle is conventional medicine. It is the government. It is central control of healthcare attempting to dictate to you what's important for your life, rather than you defining it for yourself, rather than giving doctors the freedom to advance medical care in the interest of their individual patient. This is stifling progress in medicine. It is creating a petrified standard of care. The standard of care for obesity treatment is to ignore it and push it back on the patient. The standard of care for replacing hormone therapy is to ignore it and let you rot slowly. Folks, we're fighting that every day here at our center, at the Pederuti Center, and we can fight it with you. Stay tuned. We're going to talk about how to prevent you from suffering from the third leading cause of death in America when we come back after this break. I am Dr. Pederuti with Shannon. This is Intellectual Medicine.
Rhode Island Monthly's Best of Rhode Island issue is here. The August issue lists 391 of the people, places, and things you voted as best in the state. From best restaurant and burger to where to go with the kids or a fun night out on the town, it's the must-have issue of the year. Available on newsstands now and on your iPad and iPhone. Head to rimonthly.com to check out all the photos, video, and social media activity from the 23rd annual Best of Rhode Island party. Rhode Island Monthly. No more. Live better.
If you're suffering with sleep apnea, please stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Transcend, the world's first mini CPAP that travels easily to let you sleep comfortably everywhere you go. Right now, you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free and enjoy 10 nights of quiet, rejuvenating sleep. But to take advantage of this special offer, you must call minicpap.com now, 1-800-600-1568. Transcend is as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound, giving you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere. For even more freedom, you can add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. Transcend is so small and so light you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. So if you want to enjoy the freedom to sleep restfully everywhere you go, don't miss this special offer. Call minicpap.com now for your 10-night in-home trial. 1-800-600-1568. That's 1-800-600-1568.
Hi, I'm Joe Procuris, co-owner of the Kitchen and Countertop Center of New England. In the past several years, we've become the area's leader in kitchen and bathroom remodeling. What makes us the leader? Our knowledgeable and friendly staff. Coupled with our start-to-finish method, we handle every part of the process for you. All the design, demolition, electrical, plumbing, carpentry, and flooring. We even fabricate and install your countertops. And speaking of countertops, we offer the area's largest selection of hand-picked granite and quartz. We can remove your old tops, install your new ones, and handle all your reconnections. And you must log on to our website, kccne.com. KCCNE has the largest portfolio of completed kitchen and bathroom remodeling projects, all installed by KCCNE. The Kitchen and Countertop Center of New England, 1120 Eddy Street, Providence, Rhode Island. Look for the big black sign from Route 95 at the Thurber's Ave curve and see us online at kccne.com. Again, that's kccne.com.
Money doesn't come with instructions. Hi, I'm Rick Edelman. When my wife Jean and I started Edelman Financial Services, we were committed to serving each client's best interests. Now, 30 years later, we still operate the same way. So we invite you to take advantage of our straightforward, common-sense approach to financial planning to help you prepare for retirement and achieve your financial goals. Come, let us help you with your financial planning and managing your investments, just like we've done for thousands of people just like you. Just call 888-PLAN-RICK, and you'll enjoy spending time with an Edelman financial planner. That's 888-752-6742. Or visit us online at rickedelman.com. That's ricedelman.com. Because, after all, money doesn't come with instructions.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services, LLC. Securities offered through EF Legacy Securities, LLC, an affiliated broker-dealer. Member FINRA, SIPC.
Love a good cigar? Then you need to head to the all-new Tobacco King, located in Plaza 44 on Putnam Pike in Johnston. Step into their huge walk-in humidor and select from the largest selection and the lowest prices in the state. 757-6464, the Tobacco King.
Now, back to Intellectual Medicine with Dr. Pederuti. Call in now at 438-WPRO or 1-800-321-WPRO.
I'm Dr. Pederuti. I'm here with Shannon on a beautiful Saturday morning. When we leave here, we'll be heading down to our office where I'll be engaging in one of our weight loss groups. Very exciting for me. I enjoy doing that. So I promised you folks I would share with you how to avoid the number three leading cause of death in America. Now, bear in mind, I have to put the caveat in, if it were recorded as a cause of death, the number three cause behind cancer and heart disease would be medical care itself. That's right. You come into contact with the conventional medical world and bad things happen. Infections, blood clots, complications from procedures, adverse effects of drug therapy. These are causes of death and illness that go unreported. I can give you an example. A patient went in, a patient that I know, a patient of mine from some years back, was having knee pain and went in to get an arthroscope just to kind of get it cleaned up, right? Go in there, scope it out, no big deal. Well, his knee got infected. Not that bad. We can handle that. Goes in the hospital. They put him on antibiotics. An allergic reaction to the antibiotic caused blood clots. They put him on a blood thinner for the blood clots. An adverse reaction to the blood thinner caused extended blood clots to the lung, put him in the intensive care unit. He was on a ventilator. The man almost died from an arthroscopic procedure. Now, had he died, his cause of death would have been not modern medical intervention, but blood clots. So it gets buried. There was a recent study, in fact, just this week, looking at what happens when you tear your meniscus. That's that little felt pad piece of material between the upper bone and the lower bone of your leg that is commonly damaged. And they looked at folks that were having knee pain, and they had an MRI to show a torn meniscus. Well, you might think, hey, my meniscus is torn. Let's go cut it out or fix it. In this study, half the people had the meniscus fixed surgically. The other half did not. And they went into an exercise pattern of care. At the end of a year, no difference between the two groups. None. Remember, the body is trying to heal itself. Conventional medicine does not respect the body's ability to heal itself in many cases. They look for surgery and drugs. We guide you towards a different pathway altogether. Why go quickly into surgery when you can avoid the complications altogether? Another fascinating study. Shannon, what would you think would happen if all the cardiologists in a hospital went away to a conference and were simply not available in the event somebody had a heart disease like a heart attack? What do you think would happen?
What would happen?
Are those people going to have a bad outcome? I mean, there are no cardiologists to do catheterizations, to do procedures.
All right. I think we'd figure another way around it.
You know, they actually did a study looking at that consequence. And what they did is they went to teaching hospitals, and when the entire staff of cardiologists, or the bulk of them, were away at a conference, they tracked the death rate from heart attacks and heart disease. You know what happened? The death rate went down. Now, that study's been criticized, and a lot of cardiologists have said, hey, wait a minute. This study has an inappropriate conclusion. Maybe not. Maybe more medicine isn't good medicine. Maybe intellectual medicine is your best pathway forward. Stay tuned next week. We'll continue our conversation. I'm Dr. Pederuti with Shannon at WPRO. Having a great weekend, folks. We'll talk to you next week. Bye.
Time for the latest news, traffic, and weather from the WPRO Seascape News Center.
WEAN-FM Wakefield Peacedale.
With news on the hour, on the half, and when it breaks. This is the voice of Southern New England. News Talk 630 and 99.7 FM. WPRO. Providence. A Cumulus station.
Murder investigation underway in Providence. Red Sox beat the Diamondbacks, and WPRO's weekend AccuWeather forecast. The hot weather continues. It'll be hot and steamy clear through Sunday at this point. Good morning. I'm Doug Lizette. This is the WPRO News at 9 o'clock. Providence police investigating
a fatal stabbing. The victim found lying outside a house on Julian Street. Police think they have a person of interest in the case, but the name of the victim has not yet been released. A lot of lightning in last night's storms in several places. The lightning struck buildings, touching off small fires for the most part. Some smolder for quite a while, like the lightning strike at the People's Baptist Church on Elmwood Avenue in Cranston. Firefighters finally figured out where the origin of that fire was and got it under control before the church received much damage. Homeowners also picking up tree limbs and such around, but it was mainly a case of lightning and a lot of water coming in the afternoon and evening storms on Friday. Well, summer is going strong, but city-owned pools are starting to close up for the season. Happened in Pawtucket. One of the pools there closed last week. Lifeguards, mostly students, they're heading back to college and can't guard the pools anymore. But Providence just opened a splash park at the Joslyn Community Center in Olneyville. City Councilwoman Sabina Matos welcomed the water playground, even if it didn't open until nearly the middle of August.
It's taking a little bit longer, but we thought it's better to slow down and to do it right, and how to reimagine this whole area to be more useful for the community.
The water feature will be open through the end of next week, but the rest of the park will be open year-round. At the other end of the water park spectrum, an update to the investigation into the death of a child at the world's tallest water slide in Kansas. The father of the child said goodbye to his son Friday at a memorial service. Dad is a state legislator, and we've learned that Kansas is known for its light regulation of amusement park rides. In fact, the water park in question here lobbied legislators to let it do the inspections. Kansas does only random audits of inspection reports, and nobody from the state of Kansas or city of Kansas City has apparently inspected that tall water park slide. Republican nominee Donald Trump says that the only way